Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Hey. We are holding on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're about six lines before the end of the page. We're right in the middle of something. We were discussing the Bracha of Hagomel, and we had said that there are four situations that a person makes Birchas Hagomel, and that it has to be done in front of the minion, and two of them need to be Rabbanon. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Chalash V'Itbach. Rabbi Yehuda got sick, and he got better. Alagabe Rav Chana Bagdasa of Rabbanon. So Rav Chana Bagdasa and the Rabbanon came to visit him. Armile Brich Rachmana Diyahavich Nehalon of Loyavich LaAfra. Blessed Sakharish Baruch Hu that he gave you to us and didn't give you to the dirt, meaning that you're not dead, so we didn't have to bury you. Amr Lahu Patartin Yasimil Duye. He said, ah, you just patted me from having to say Birch Sagomel. I don't have to be, I'm not Chayv Lahodos anymore because I was Yotze with you. But don't you need to be moda in front of 10 people? Who says there weren't 10 people there? We said that Rabbi Chanan Bagdasai and the Rabbanon came. Who knows how many Rabbanon? There could have been 10 people there. But wait a second, isn't the chiyuv on the person himself who experiences salvation that he himself should be moda? How come, but he wasn't moda over here, how could he be yotze? Now he answered amen, and that's good enough, so it's not necessary. This seems to go against a little bit the comment of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham writes that if you look at the entire Chazaras HaShatz, the only part that we actually say ourselves, and we don't rely on the Chazaras HaShatz, is modim. And he says the reason is because Hoda'ah has to be done personally. You can't rely on somebody else saying modim for you. Hoda'ah you have to say yourself. Over here, maybe answering Amen makes it like it's saying it for you, but why don't we just answer Amen on modim? So it seems to be against that comment, because over here, obviously, he's being yotzei through somebody else. It also is somewhat difficult because it's Meshanim Al-Be'er Shetavacham Bebrachos, that Me'echitesi, that you could be yotzei, the Chacham made up a text for a proper bracha of Birch Sagomel. I'm not sure what to do with those two questions. Am Rav Yehuda, Shlosh Tzrich and Shimur, there are three people that require Shimur, that require, Rashi says, Shimur Min HaMazikin, that they're particularly susceptible to Mazikin damaging them. They Eluhain, and they are Chola, Chasan, Bekala, a chola chasan and kala. Chola Rashi says shahura mazalo, who's had bad mazal, uficha chashed mizgarabo. So shadim are more attracted to him and are able to start up with him. V'chein chaya isha sheyolda, v'chein avel. We'll get to chaya and avel. Also, he says that chaya is a woman who was given birth and an avel. V'masnisa tana chola chaya chasan kala. And we have elsewhere that we were taught a chola, a chaya and a chasan kala, chaya, a woman who gave birth, the yesh omer ma'af avel. And some say in avel as well. The yesh omer af talmidei chachamim belayla. And some say talmidei chachamim, but dafka at night. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says chasan v'kala v'talmidei chachamim, and Rashi just writes mikinaso miskaribahem, that from the kina of the talmid chacham, that's when the mazikin are that's why the mazikin are miskare, that's why they start up with the talmid chacham. I don't know if Rashi didn't have the girsa of Belila, but he doesn't mention anything special about Belila. Now, and the explanation he gives has nothing to do with Laila. The explanation he gives is that they are jealous of talmid chachamim, really has nothing to do with Laila, but in general, we do find that there is more of an issue of mazikin at night, and there's more of a concern that they're out at night. That's why al yetzer adam yichidi b'layla, the person doesn't guard alone at night. That's what we discussed. Talmid chacham shouldn't go b'derech b'layla. So it could be that's the issue of layla, because that's where mazikin are more commonly found. That's when mazikin are more commonly found. Remember Rav Yehuda, Shlosh Dvar Mamarich Ben Marichin Yom Vishnosu Shaladim. There are three things that if one is Marich in them, if one elongates them, then they're going to experience Arichus Yamim. Number one, Amarich Bitzvilaso. Number two, Amarich Al Shulchano. Someone who spends a lot of time at his table, Rashi says, Shemitoch Kach Aniyim Bayim Sparnasim. The longer time you spend at your table, the more Aniyim will be able to show up. And once they come, someone will come to your house and you're eating. It's impolite not to have them sit down and eat with you. So the Aniyim are going to be able to come and be misparnes. Also, when a person's eating, he's generally in a more good mood. People are stingier when they're hungry. It's a psychological fact. When people are hungry, they're much more stingy. So if a person is eating all the time, so maybe it may cause them to be a little more generous. Va'amarech besakise, and someone who spends a lot of time in besakise, Rashi says refuah hilo. It's a healthy thing to make sure that he gets all the waste out of his system. So frak the Gemara, wait a second. Va'amarech b'tfilas mal yusehi. Is it a positive thing to be marech b'tfilah? We had earlier in the Masech and Daf Lamed Beis that anyone who's marach b'tefila and is ma'ayin in his tefila is just going to lead to heartbreak. That continuing tefila for extended periods of time is going to cause heartbreak. And we said back then that because a person is going to assume that his tefila has to be listened to, and then when his tefila isn't answered in the way that he wants it to be answered, he's going to be heartbroken. There are three things that bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind a person's sins. And they are the following situations. Kir natoy, a wall that's shaky, that's leaning, where it could fall down any moment, and you walk right by there, so you walk in a dangerous area where something could fall on you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a quick cheshbon. Should I not? Meaning, if a person's averos are call for him to suffer from a commonly found hezek, so here's a commonly found hezek. The iun tefila, or iun tefila is also maskir a person's averos. Umos hadin al chavero the shemayim, or someone who is Rashi translates this as boteachu bezuchiyosav shechaveri anena shaliado, relies on his own zuchiyos that his friend should get punished through his zuchiyos, that he wants his friend to get punished, he wants someone else to get punished. But bottom line is we have a stira whether iun tefila is good or bad. Says Gemara halokasha had ma'ayin ba had la ma'ayin ba. Now the stira is whether being ma'arich the tefila is good or bad. Iyun tefila is what we had a problem with. We said being marich b'tefila is could be a very good thing, but if a person is ma'ayin ba, which we again said back in the Aflam Beis, means assumes that his tefila has to be listened to, well, that's a bad thing. So what should he do? He should just daven a lot. He should daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. The second guy we said that is going to have a Rechus Yamim is someone who spends a lot of time at his table. Because an Ani, like we saw in Rashi, foreshadowing the Gemara, that an Ani might come and during that time, and you'll be able to give him something. The Pasuk refers to the Mizbeach both as the Mizbeach as well as the Shulchan. So Pasuk b'Mizbeach v'siyim b'Shulchan. Why change the name of that Kli in the Beis HaMikdash? Is it a Mizbeach or is it a Shulchan? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Dami Tervayu calls Mash Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mizbeach Mechaper al Yisrael. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach is Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. V'achshav Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Lev. Now if you want Kapara, I think this counts as Daf Yomi coincidence, tells us how to get Kapara and Erev Yom HaKippurim. If one wants Kapara, the Shulchan Shel Adam is Mechaper Lev. A person's table is Mechaper on him. How he acts at his table, opening up his table to Aniyim, so that's Mechaper. V'amarech Beis HaKise Mal Yusahu. So says the Gemara, what about the third one? Is being Marech Beis HaKise, spending a lot of time in the bathroom, is that a Maila? Is that Vatanya? Sardvar Mavina Sardim Lidei Techtonios. There are 10 things that can cause a person to become ill in the stomach, and they are Ha'ochal Aleikanim, people who eat certain things. They eat Aleikanim, Aleigafanim, V'lulavi Gafanim, Umarige Behema. Marige Behema, Rashi says, are the basar of Behema that's not smooth meat, that's not clear smooth meat. V'shidro shel dug, the spine of a fish. V'dug maliach shen v'vushal kol tzarchos. Salted fish is not cooked enough. V'ashos shimra yayin, someone who drinks wine sediment. V'amekaneach besid. U'becharasis, someone who wipes himself after going to the bathroom with sid or charasis. V'amekaneach b'tzrar shekineach b'chavero. Or someone who uses a stone. They used to use smooth stones to wipe themselves, but he uses an already used one that his friend already used. It's for that last one that we're quoting this whole thing. That some say that something else that causes tachthonios, that causes stomach ailments, a person who's tolatzum besakise spends too much time in the bathroom. So how can you say spending too much time in the bathroom is good for you? That it's going to be maruch yom v'shnosav. You see, it's not good for you. Says Gemara Lokasha, had maruch v'tali, had maruch v'tali. Tola asum besakise doesn't mean you spend a long time. Tola asum besakise means you don't sit down, that you're crouching in a crouched position, like in a catcher's position, without sitting down, without being supported by anything. That's not good for a person, but for a person to spend a lot of time in the besakise, that is good for the person. Kihada amrele ahimatrunisa the rabbi Yudavar Eloi, panecha dom magadli chazir malvi bribis. Like the story goes that a certain matronisa, a certain noblewoman, said to Rabbi Yehuda Lai that your face looks like people who are megadel chazirim, who raise pigs and who lend money with interest. Apparently, these are both these are both professions where Rashi tells us scharon meruba below tareach, that people have make a lot of money. They don't have to work very hard for their money. Usmechem bechalkam, and they generally are very satisfied with their lives and with their professions, because malvi bribis is easy money. You lend money, you get a lot of money back. As long as you have money to start with, you get a lot more money back. And megadli chazirim, apparently also that you make a lot from it. So it may not be these may not be the most honest of professions, but very easy to make money. So she says your face looks like people who have these professions. You look like you must be living it up. Samula himnusa ledidit ravayu asirin. He says, listen, himnusa ledidit ravayu asirin. Trust me, both of these things are also for me to do. I don't do either of those things. Ela esrim varba bisakise ikom yeshbuzay lebe midrasha. There happen to be 24 bathrooms between where I sleep and my beis medrash. D'chiyazil no bedikna nafshay bekulu. When I go from where I sleep to the beis medrash, I go to every single one of these 24 bathrooms to make sure that I don't have to go to the bathroom. So that's why I look so healthy and I look so robust, because that's a very healthy thing to do. In the biography of the Satmar Rebbe, they make a big deal about the fact that he used to spend a lot of time in the bathroom. They said that he was trying to be medactic for this Gemara. Okay, so the mitzvah Eson just points out that it's lidei tachtonios, that these are 10 things that come lidei tachtonios. He says, wait a second, v'su leka v'ika ha'dam rabin adarm davchav beis hakpoes shulten bo tachtonios. This Gemara in Darm davchav beis tells us another thing that's maybe lidei tachtonios, this type of stomach ailment, intestinal ailment, and that is someone who gets angry, someone who has a temper. So why isn't it on the list? So he says, v'yishlomar delokachashavacha elu asarad man. Now, what the Gemara over here is trying to tell us, 10 things that are bali de tachtonios, and that's why you should avoid doing them. Koes, you should avoid doing that anyway. You don't need, it's nothing to do with tachtonios. There are better reasons to avoid getting angry. Anyway, a person has to avoid getting angry. That's just basic midos, that a person has to avoid getting angry. That's why it doesn't make our list over here of the 10 things that are bali de tachtonios. We just went through 3 things that give a person longer life. Now we go through 3 things that give a person a shorter life. Number 1, mishnos no sefer Torah likros ve'eino kore. Someone who they give a sefer Torah to read and he chooses not to read it. Number 2, koshal bracha levarich ve'eino mevarich. They give him a koshal bracha to be mevarich to lead brich samazon and he chooses not to do it. And number 3, v'amaring atzmo brabanos. Someone who acts himself as a position of authority over other people in an inappropriate way. So number 1, sefer Torah likros ve'eino kore. Sefer Torah likros. How do I know that if a person chooses not to read it, that it's mekatzer his life? Because it says that if you want to live long life, grab onto that Sefer Torah. That I will bless those who bless you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that someone's baruch brich samazon, hamazon is mevarich the balabayis. So those who give blessing to the balabayis are going to receive blessing. That's why you shouldn't pass up the opportunity to lead the Birch Samazon, because you get to give a bracha to the balabayis. So it's ironic. You would think that it's because you're going to receive some sort of bracha. Yeah, you do receive some sort of bracha. How? By giving bracha to others, by being mevarich the balabayis. That's how you receive, that's the vehicle through which a Jew receives bracha, by being mevarich other people. Very similar to the Gemara tells us that if a person wants his tefillos to be answered, he should be mispalled for somebody else. You mispalled for somebody else. Hu ne netchila. You mevarich somebody else, so he's going to be mevarich himself. V'amanagatzma brabanas, where do we find managatzma brabanas? Samar b'cham b'chanina, m'nei mam es Yosef kodem l'achiv. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? M'nei shehinagatzma brabanas. He put himself in a position of authority over them that they weren't interested in. That's what seems to be the point, that they didn't want him to be the one in the position of authority, and he put himself in that position, so that's why he died before any of his brothers died. This idea of Sefer Torah Likros Bo, Ve'eino Kore, so in the Shiur of Rav Yashiv it says, the Sefer al Hanhagos Hagrach mi Brisk Zatzal Muva. It's quoted in a certain Sefer about the Hanhagos of Reb Chaim, Shagrach Amar, that Reb Chaim used to say, Dimistavr de lav dafka shenosim lo likro b'sefer Torah. This lav dafka when they give you to read from a sefer Torah, el kol mi shenosim lo lechos a sefer Torah. Anytime they give you to even hold the sefer Torah, and a person says, no thanks, I don't want it, I'm not going to hold the sefer Torah, that's also going to be mekatzrim yom shenosim shalad, and that's also going to be a skula for the opposite of arichus yom. So it just struck me, that's a strange way to quote a sefer. No, didn't quote the name of the sefer. Sefer al hanhagos hagrach mi brisk zatzal. So I don't know, maybe it's in all the svarim of hanhagos of Reb Chaim, but in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter writes about Rav Soloveitchik, he has a paragraph on page Reish Chav Beis. B'simchas Torah yim mechabdim nesagrach zal. Every simchas Torah in brisk, they would be mechabid Reb Chaim with the, as the Rav Hiir, ba'kafa rishona, that he'd get the first hakafa. And his minig was that after the hakafa, he wouldn't on his own offer the Sefer Torah to somebody else, unless someone would ask for it from him. Why? Al pi agmar brachos nun hayamid aleph de gimel dvarim mekatzrim yom of shnos of shalotam ve'echon me'am mishnos no sefer Torah likros ve'eno korei. That this is one of the things that's mekatzrim shnos of shalotam va'yisavur and the grach va'yisavur agrach. Reb Chaim held du'ad in nami lahakiv bo olechos bo, that it has nothing to do with necessarily only reading a sefer Torah, even to walk around with the sefer Torah, to hold the sefer Torah. Ubalei abatim espayshu milavakish menoshim solehem es hasefer. The other balabatim were embarrassed and go to Reb Chaim and ask him for the sefer back. They figured they'd wait till he offers it. They're not going to go and ask for it back. So b'chashem shagrachay rotzim b'davka lechos bo. They figure if he's still hanging on to it, he probably wants it. V'kam upam ira davar sheikiv kol zayin hakafos b'chashos hasefer Torah. So you have to end up walking around all seven couples with the Sefer Torah because no one would ask for it and he wouldn't give it back. I assume that's the Sefer al Hanhagas Hagrach Mibrisk that he's referring to. Maybe it's another Svarim of the Hanhagas of Reb Chaim as well. But this is also an important point when it comes to, Rav Eliashiv points out, when it comes to a person gets Hutzav Achnasa, so a person takes out the second Sefer Torah. So what do they do with the second Sefer Torah? Well, the first one's being read from. So the guy who got the Hutzav, what does he immediately do? Find me a kid. I need a kid. Someone's got to hold on to the Sefer Torah. That's not appropriate. You don't just find a kid to hold on to the Sefer Torah. You hold the Sefer Torah yourself. It's a covenant to hold on to the Sefer Torah. You shouldn't be looking to get rid of the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe has a tshuva somewhere. I tried to look for it this morning. I couldn't find it. About many shuls have... they used to, you see it less and less now, but many shuls have a place where when they're not reading from the Sefer Torah, they put it down with the, you know, they have two holes in the seat, and they put it down in the seat, and they just leave it there. Rav Moshe is not a big fan of that. Why? It's a covet to hold the Sefer Torah. It's like no one wants to bother holding it, so we just put it here so that it could just sit there on its own. So the Sefer Torah should not be munach b'keren zavis, to borrow the Lashon of Chazal. Sefer Torah should be held. It's a beloved thing. So we shouldn't try to pawn it off to a child, certainly not to a child. A lot of times it's tenuous at best, you know, the way the children hold the Sefer Torah. So certainly that's not a good idea. But in general, we shouldn't just try to give up the Sefer Torah. Okay, Vaitu Nigmar. Ram Ravidom Rav. Shlosh Tzrichim Rachamim. There are three people that require Rachamim. Melech Tov, Shana Tova, V'chalom Tov. You require Rachamim for a Melech Tov, for a Shana Tova. Again, that's another Daf Yomi coincidence. Shana Tova. And for a Chalom Tov. Melech Tov, Duchsiv, Palgimayim, Lev Melech, Biav Hashem. That the Lev Melech is Biav Hashem. So if you want the Melech to be good, you have to be mevakish rachamim. Shana tova, so would you say it doesn't matter who you vote for? Either way, it's totally b'yad Hashem. I don't think we'd say that, but it is b'yad Hashem once he's elected to office. But we have to try to we don't rely on those miracles necessarily. Shana tova d'chsev tamir eni Hashem elokecha ba mereish tashana v'adach rishana. Shana tova is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was always looking over the whole year from the beginning, looking over the world from the beginning of the year to the end. Chalom tov d'chsev that he's given me a good dream. And does it say v'tachayeni? What does the pasuk say? Yeah, it says v'hachiyeni in the pasuk. Am Rabbi Yochanan, shlosh dvar machris aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. There are three things that Hashem Himself makes announcements about. Ve'elu hein rav v'sova u'parnas tov, starvation and satiation and having parnas tov, someone who takes care of people, who takes care of the community well. Rav d'chsev kikar Hashem l'rav, sova d'chsev v'karasi. So, parnas tov d'chsev, what's the gears on the side? Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimam re'ei karasi b'shem Betzalel. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out all of these things. Am Rabbi Yitzchak ein ma'amidin parnes al tzibur elim keinim lachen b'tzibur. We don't appoint anyone in position of authority over the tzibur unless we first, or anyone to take care of the tzibur unless we first get the approval of the tzibur. Shenem aru kara Hashem b'shem Betzalel. Pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out that Betzalel should be the one to make the Mishkan. Am la HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, Hagun Alecha Betzalel. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, you think Betzalel is the right man for the job? Amar lo, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Hagun, Lefanai Lo Kol Shekein. Ribono Shel Olam, you said he's good for the job. What do you need my approval for? Amar lo, Afal Pikein, Lecha Mar Lehem. Hashem says, still, go ask the people. Halach Var Melam Yisrael, Hagun Alecha Betzalel, Moshe Ben goes to Klal Yisrael. You guys want Betzalel? Amar lo, Im Lefanecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, U Lefanecha Hu Hagun, Lefanai Lo Kol Shekein. If Hashem says he's good for the job, Moshe Rabbeinu says he's good for the job. Of course we're going to say he's good for the job. Amar Shomer Nachmeni, Amar Yonason, Betzalel, Al Shem Chachmaso Nikra. Betzalel is called, his name is based on his Chachma. Wasn't he given his name at birth? And at birth probably he didn't exhibit those signs of Chachma. So it's part of the idea that we've already had, that that the Shemos, in some way or another, there's a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh that parents are granted when they give names. So it's very often Al Shem Midos that are going to develop in the person. B'shashom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Leicham Arlo L'Betzalel Aseli Mishkan Aron V'Kelim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, he said, make for me a Mishkan, Aron and Kelim. Halach Moshe V'Hafach V'Amlo Asei Aron V'Kelim Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu then gives the instructions to Betzalel. He says, make the Aron, the Kelim, and the Mishkan. Amlo Moshe Rabbeinu. So Betzalel says, Moshe, Min Hagu Shalol Amadim Bona Bayis V'Achar Kach Machnas Tatocho Kelim. Normally the way things work is first you build the Bayis and then you put the Kelim in. V'Ata Omer Aseli Aron v'kelim mishkan. So why are you telling me to make the Aron and the Kelim first, and then to make the Mishkan? Kelim shani yosa lehechanach nisem. What am I going to do with the Kelim that I build? Where am I going to keep them if there's no Mishkan? So Shemakach Amar Lecha Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Betzalel suggests maybe Hashem said to you as follows: I say Mishkan Aron v'kelim to make the Mishkan first, then the Aron and the Kelim. The Seder Advarim is important. Amlo Shema Betzel Kela Yisavi Adata. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you were in the shadow of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and you knew. So that's how we got the name Betzalel. The Tosfos points out over here, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to do it in that order? V'im tomer, hecha ashkan shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mishkan t'chila, hari parshas Truma k'siv aron t'chila. Parshas Truma, the aron is mentioned before the mishkan, so where do we see that Hashem said to make the mishkan before the aron? So Tosfos says, yeshom, d'parshas kisisa k'siv, esol moed, v'esaron le'edus. So even though the first time the mishkan is mentioned in parshas Truma, you would think that would be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, but when it's recorded in parshas kisisa, it says it in the other order. So that's where we find that he said it. One of the kashas that a number of the Achronim ask is on the Melo HaRoam in the back of the Gemara. He says, Tzarchin, Tzalo Hukam HaMishkan Ad Shenigmru Kol HaKelim. Even though he built the boards that are going to make the Mishkan beforehand, they didn't erect the Mishkan until all the Kelim were done anyway. So what was the advantage exactly? The whole point was, I'm going to make the Kelim, where am I going to keep them? You still don't have anywhere to keep them until the Mishkan is actually put up. V'imkein Ma Betza Sheyasa Mishkan Tchila Afal Pikein Lo Yichnos HaKelim Matocha Ad Shigmar Kol HaKelim. You have nowhere to put it till you finish all the Kelim. You still can't bring any of the Kelim until they're all done. V'yishlomer Da'afal Pikein Ma Yosa Kelim Tchila Hayim Isakiv Achar Gemar Kol HaKelim Ad Shasa Mishkan. Mashayim Kein Achshav Achar Gemara Kelim Hukam Mishkan Takeoff. It's still a little quicker. If they had to first make all the Kelim and then start cutting the boards and making and constructing all the pieces of the Mishkan, it still would have taken a lot longer. The Kelim would have been without a home for a much longer period of time. But once they have everything ready to go, it's like the prefab sukkahs. They have everything ready to go. All you got to do is put it up. You just got to click one thing into the other. So that obviously takes a much shorter time, and that was the advantage. Amar Vidom Rav, Yodei Betzalel knew how to combine the different letters that Shemayim Varetz were created with. Hashem filled him with the Ruach Elokim of Chachma, Tvuna, and Das, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. understanding and knowledge. Uksif hasam Hashem b'chachma yaser aretz koni shemayim b'svuna. That Hashem used his chachma to be yaser aretz and tvuna to be koni shemayim. So he made shemayim v'aretz with those qualities. Uksif b'daito tahomos nifku. And the depths were made with das. So you see, using all those three godly areas of wisdom, Hashem was able to create the world, and that's what Bezalel possessed. Amar Rav Yochanan, Einar Kodesh Baruch Hu nosin chachma el lemi sheyesh bo chachma. Hashem doesn't give chachma to anybody who doesn't already possess chachma. Only someone who already has chachma, Hashem gives chachma to. As for Chaim Velazhner in Nefesh Chaim, Shar Dalid, so where do you get the first chachma from? If you have to have chachma in order to get chachma, where does one get the first chachma? Reishis chachma, Yiras Elokim. That if a person wants the Reishis chachma, that first little bit of chachma, Yiras Shemayim. It has to start with Yiras Shemayim. Shnemar Yav chachmas l'chachimin u'minado liyadei bina. Hashem gives chachma l'chachimin to those who already have chachma. Shamar Rav Tachliv bar Ma'arav v'amr kamed Rav Yavohu. Amr lei, atun me'asum asnisula, anon me'achum asnisula. He said, we learned the same teaching, but from a different source. D'chsiv u'v'leiv kol chacham leiv nasati chachma. That every chacham leiv got chachma. Amr Rav Chisda, kol chalom v'lo tavas. Every chalom v'lo tavas. What does that mean? Rashi writes, kol chalom is yira adam v'lo yira echon me'osun shu shari b'tayna sheno tov. Person should want to see any dream, but it's not good to see a dream where he's shari b'taynis, where he's fasting. That's not a good dream. Tosa Rush says a little different. He says, no, kol chalom v'lo tavas means that any dream you should be concerned about and you should think about it might have some meaning, except for a dream after a fast day. After a fast day, the whole day you were fasting, your mind's not right, so you don't have to pay any attention to a dream that comes right after a fast day. I think that's our third Afyomi coincidence of the day, again discussing fast days. They in the Sefer of Rav Yashiv's Torah, of Rav Yashiv's Shiurim, says that they have a lot of give and take of shailas that people ask Rav Yashiv. So they started to ask him, Misha chalom chalom shekasu b'gemara. Someone who has some of the dreams that it says that are bad in the Gemara, like this one according to Rashi, a bad dream about a fast. So he says, Terem ispakti v'sayim she'lasi. Before I got to finish asking my shayla, Nena Rabbeinu Shlita, Zatzal, Rav Yashiv responded, Chalom osamalim v'maridin. Stop with the dreams. Dreams don't matter. You don't have to pay any attention to dreams. We're going to have three blot now about dreams. But apparently a number of the poskim say the first order of defense against dreams is forget about it. Just it's nothing. Don't worry about it. It's only if it keeps on coming back and you keep having over and over again, then we start to worry about hatavas chalom, tainas chalom, these different issues. But generally speaking, the first thing is forget about it. So then the person said, no, but the person had a dream that they were fasting, that it was Yom Kippur and Eila, they were fasting. So he said, okay, do hatavas chalom. So he said, what about a fast? Should they fast? You know, because for a tainus chalom, the Gemara and Shabbos says that a tainus is good for a chalom, that it's a good way to solve a bad dream. He says, no, you don't fast. Why not? You don't fast. Chaz nishaldi, you don't fast. So he was very very dismissive of the whole notion. Vamrav chista chalma de lo mifshar ki yigar to lo mikriya. A dream that hasn't been interpreted is like an unopened letter. It's like a letter that hasn't been read, meaning the message hasn't been sent. Vamrav chista lo chalma tav mekayim kulei v'lo chalma bisha mekayim kulei. A good dream doesn't get completely fulfilled, and neither does a bad dream. Vamrav chista chalma bisha adav mechalma tava. A bad dream is better than a good dream. It's better for the person than a good dream, because Rashi writes shemevi asadim li dechuva. You get a bad dream, you start doing cheshbon and nefesh, similar to tov lachs beisav and beis mishta. You know, sometimes bad things shake you up a little bit. It's good to be shaken up a little bit. Vamrav chista chalma bisha ativuse mistaye. When a person has a bad dream, the sadness that he experiences will compensate for the badness of the dream. Chalma tava chedve mistaye. And when a person has a good dream, the joy that he experiences will compensate for whatever goodness was supposed to come from the dream, because that joy is going to give him a false sense of confidence. Amar Rav Yosef, chalma tava afilu didi b'dichusa mefachalei. A good dream, even for me, the joy that I have afterward dulls the effect of it. Amar Rav Chista, chalma bisha kasha minagda. A bad dream is more difficult than malchus. Shnemar v'alkim asa shir milfanav amar Rav Baruchan Rav Yochanan zechalom ra hanavi asher itobach lom yisapar chalom asher davri ito yidaber divrei emes malat heaven as habar nu umashem. So it's talking about dreams, and then it talks about Tevin and Bar. So v'chumayin in Bar v'Tevin etzel chalom. What does hay and the waste product have anything to do with a dream? Elam Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kishem shiyef shal bar below Tevin. Kach yef shal chalom below dvar metelim. Just like you can't have a granary without some sort of hay, without some sort of unedible product. So too you can't have a dream without dvar metelim. Anytime there's a dream, there's always Dvarim B'Telem in the dream. Amar Rabbi Brachya, Chalom, Afal Pishtam Ksasa Meskayim, Kulo Eina Meskayim. Person has a dream, even if part of it is Meskayim, all of the dream is not going to be Meskayim. Mi Nolan, where do we find that? Mi Yosef, Tichsiv, Yineh Hashemesh Vayareach, because Yosef says that the Shemesh and Yareach are Meshtachavim Li, and together with the Yudal of Kochavim, Vayishayta Yimei Lohavis, and his mother wasn't alive anymore. So you see that no matter what, even if a dream is the ultimate example of a dream that was fulfilled is the chalomos of Yosef HaTzadik, right? They were the dreams that were mekuyam, and even that wasn't mekuyam completely. The Reim Horovitz in the back of the Gemara says that this is who's the author of this statement? Rabbi Brachya. He says he's following the sheet of his Rebbe. Rabbi Brachya was the Talmud of Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi in Bereishis Rabbah writes that this was about Bilha. So it wasn't Dvarim Betalim, because dreams are not here. Rabbi Brachya's dreams are not Dvarim Betalim, right? And Rabbi Levi held it's not Dvarim Betalim. It's about Bilha, and it wasn't ridiculous to dream about somebody, the sun and the moon, because the moon represents Bilha, but Mikol Makom was not Niskayim, because Bilha Mesa called him Yudas and Mitzrayim. Bilha also died before they went down to Mitzrayim. So it wasn't ridiculous, it wasn't worth mocking him about, because it was about Bilha, but it didn't happen. So what also so makes the Gemara's point as well, or Brach's point as well, that it wasn't Niskayim. Says Gemara Vayitaram Rabbi Levi, the only Mitzapa Adam L'Chalom Tov at Chav Peshana. Up until 22 years, a person could still hold that hope that has good dreams will be fulfilled. Minalan, where do we see for 22 years that 22 years later dreams can be fulfilled? Mi Yosef, Tichsiv, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvaas Reishana that Yosef was 17 years old when he had all the dreams. Uksiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana ba'amdol lifnei Paro, and Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paro. So min Shvaasri ad Tlasin kam avi Tlasri, from the age of 17 to the age of 30, mathematics 13 years. Vishav de Sava, then he had 7 years of plenty. Vitarti de Kafna plus 2 years of famine, Hachav Beis, 13 plus 9 is 22. So it was 22 years later that they came and they bowed to him. Amrav Huna, La Adam Tov, Ein Marin Lo Chalom Tov. To a good person, they don't show a good dream. Ula Adam Ra, Ein Marin Lo Chalom Ra. A bad person is not shown a bad dream. Tani Nami Achi, Kol Shnosuf Shal David Lo Ra Chalom Tov. All of David's years, he never saw a good dream. Kol Shnosuf Shal Achitofel Lo Ra Chalom Ra. And all of Achitofel's years, he never saw a bad dream. Vaksiv Lo Sunei Lecha Ra, Vamrav Chistam, Rav Yirmi Baraba, Shal Yav Hilucha Lo Chalom Os Ram Vlo Yerhurim. That's just mentioned parenthetically to the first line, where Lasuna Elecha, that evil won't befall you, refers to a bad dream. So don't we see that a tzaddik should not have bad dreams? Now we're saying a tzaddik never gets a good dream. And then we just happen to mention the other half, Negaliikrabalecha, means that you're not going to come from a road trip and find your wife when she's a Safik Nida. So in the Likute Rashi, on the side of Megamara, they quote from Rashi Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Rashi explains, why is it Dafka so bad if you come and she's a Suffolk Nida? Wouldn't it be worse if you come home and she's a Vadai Nida? He says, no, much worse when she's a Suffolk Nida, because she's Asr either way, Suffolk Nida or Vadai Nida. Suffolk Nida, though, you can have a much bigger Yetzer Hara, because you can be able to justify to yourself, maybe she's not a Nida, maybe it's okay, so that's much worse. Person's Yetzer Hara is going to be much stronger, much more difficult to defeat. So the Gemara says, in terms of showing a good person a bad dream, he himself won't see it, but other people will see a bad dream about him. So, is that a good thing? Someone who himself doesn't have a dream for 7 days, Nikra Raz, called bad. Shenemar v'sava yalin bal yivkadra al tikrisava el sheva. That for sheva yalin, if a person sleeps for 7 days and he's bal yipakeid and he doesn't, he's not told anything, he's not given any messages, meaning he doesn't have any dreams. Ra, that's bad. Elahachikamer techazav loyadam aychazav. Now the situation is we're talking about a person who did see a dream, but he has no idea what he saw. He has no idea what it's about. A person who sees a dream and he's nafsho aguma, it's hurting him, it's bothering him. So that's the line the poskim will point to. That it's only when it's nafsho aguma. The first line of defense is don't allow it to be nafsho aguma, just forget about it. But if he can't get it out of his mind, so then he should go and have it interpreted in front of three people. people. Yiftarenu v'am Rav Chisa chamud l'mishra ki gart l'mikriya. Isn't it better not to get it interpreted? Because a dream that goes uninterpreted is like a letter that hasn't been read, so the message hasn't been sent. Ele'imi yetivenu b'fnei shlosha. No, it means go do atavas chalom in front of three people. Leisi tva, how do you do atavas chalom? Leisi tva sa v'leimu luhu chalma tava chazai. You should say to three people, I saw a good dream. V'leimu lehanach tava hu v'tava l'avi rachmano l'shavi l'tav sheva zimnin ligzra lachman shamaya v'lavi tava v'yahavu tava. They say this cheerful thing that it was good, it should be good. They say it seven times. Tulsa says 2 days, what it means seven times, whether they say it seven times or that it should be nigzar on you seven times for good, whatever it is, but something to do with seven times. V'leimru gimel hafuchos v'gimel peduyos v'shalosh shlomos. They say three psukim about hafuchos, three about peduyos, and three about shlomos. Shalosh hafuchos hafach mispidil machli b'tak sagavet hazreini simcha az tismach basula b'mechol u'bachur muzikenim yachtav v'hafachti evlom l'sason. Again, our Kodesh Baruch Hu turns everything around because we're trying to change this guy's dream from bad to good. And v'lo'ava Hashem elkech l'shmal bilam v'yafoch shalosh peduyos tichsev padu b'shal nafshi mekarevli v'peduyah Hashem yishuvun v'yom ra'al mashal yonos and yamos hasharos ha'yeshua v'gomer and shalosh shlomos tichsev v'ari nifsosayim shalom shalom l'rachul kol l'karvar Hashem rufativ v'ruach lov shalasamasi v'amartim kol l'chai v'atal shalom u'beischa shalom. So these three mentions of shalom we mention, and that's all part of the notion of Atavas Chalom. So we still do Atavas Chalom, but again, it's only if a person keeps on having normally, if a person is having recurring dreams consecutively, night after night, and they can't get it out of their head, so then we do Atavas Chalom. Tainus Chalom is really independent of Atavas Chalom. Mishnah Berurah says they're two totally separate in the anime, and you should do them both independently. Tainus Chalom is another issue, but the minhag seems to be, like Rav Eliezer says, B'shem T'chazanish, that we don't do Tainus Chalom so much. Amem Razuch of Ravashi, Aviyasu Badi Adadi, Amem Razuch of Ravashi, we're sitting together. Amri Kol Chad V'chad Minan, Neme Milsa, Tzol Shmir Le L'chavre. Let each of us say something that we've never, that the other people don't know yet. We'll each say a Chiddush. So Pasach Chad Minay V'amar, one of them got up and said, Haiman D'chaza Cham V'voyada Mai Chaza. Someone sees a dream and he doesn't know what he saw. Leikum Kamekani Be'idna D'parsi Yadayu. He should get up in front of the Kohanim when they're doing Birchus Kohanim. V'le Mahachi, and he should say, Ribon Shalom, Ani Shalach V'chalom Osa Shalach. Chalom Chalom Tiv Quran probably never heard of that, but the rest of us say it when the Quranim are doing Birchus Kohanim. So that's the tefillah that we say for dreams. The Gemara says you say it when you have a bad dream. They don't just say it every time you do Birchus Kohanim, but Birchus Kohanim was done every day. So we assume that between one regal and the next, the stomach, there were bad dreams that were in there somewhere. So. Yeah, so the assumption is that there were bad dreams in there somewhere. Now the Rambam leaves out from all of his halachos, from all of Mishnah Torah, the concept of Atavas Chalom and the concept of Tainus Chalom. So unclear exactly why Maritz Chayis makes the point. He says the Rambam doesn't mention it. Yad HaMelech raises the issue. He doesn't really address the issue. Not sure why, but the Rambam leaves this out entirely. Also, another interesting point, Uchimei Yericha Alidei Elisha. What is it about these Dafka? We want it to be sweetened like the Meimar Alidei Moshe, Yimei Yericha Alidei Elisha. So Rav Eliashiv in his Shurim just points out, I've got to find it, that the bakasha is like this, that we dafka mention these things, Meimar Alidei Moshe, Meiricha Alidei Elisha, because both of these bitter things were sweetened with a bitter ingredient. The eitz that Moshe Rabbeinu sweetened the water with was itself something bitter, and yet it turned the water sweeter. Elisha B'Yericho in Melachim Beis put salt into the water. Salt ruins water typically. That's why we recommend if a person has to take medication on Yom Kippurim and they need water to get it down, they put some salt in the water so that it's not not derech achila, right? The salt ruins the water. So dafka through something that seems bad, it's going to make it better. These are the two situations where it makes it better. Person doesn't ask for a bad dream. You don't want a bad dream because they, oh, it's a good. You can really turn it to good. You don't ask for a bad. But if you have it, so you say, okay, let it be something that happened bad that actually turns into the positive. That the bad ingredient will turn everything good. So that's why we dafka mentioned those things. Rabbi Yashiv says, okay, vaitin the Gemara. Amen. And he should be Messiah together with the Kohanim. When the Kohanim finish, he should be Messiah this tefillah and answer Amen together. And if he doesn't say that, he should say the following. You say that Hashem should give us peace. So then the next guy said, I'll tell you something you never heard. If a person is worried about Ayin Hara when he comes to a place, he should clasp his hands together. He should say, I come from the Zara de Yosef to Shaltabe in Abisha. That doesn't is not subject to the Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out in the back of the Gemara, really, do you know for sure that you come from Yosef? How could a person make such a declaration that they come from Yosef? So he says, no, Yosef supported the whole world. He was Tzadik Yisod Olam. And anyone who is similar to the concept of Kol Magadol Yosef B'soch Beso is Kilu Yilado. Someone who supports you and nourishes you, then is Kilu Yilado. So we're all Zara de Yosef. You don't have to know your lineage that you're from Zara de Yosef. But Yosef isn't subject to Ayin Arash. Remember, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ali Ayin. I'll take great Ali Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin, that he's above Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Meachav, Yidgu L'Rav Bekerav Aretz, will be like fish in Bekerav Aretz, in the land. Ma Dagam Shabiyam, Ma'im Echasim Aleim, Ve'in Ayin Ra'a Shalatz Bem, Avzar Shal Yosef, Ein Ayin Ra'a Shalatz Bem. Just like fish in the water, the water covers over them, and therefore the Ayin Hara can't be Sholet. I mean, what does it mean like fish in the land? It's a mixed metaphor. Like fish are perceived from land. We don't see them. They're covered by the water. And even when you do see them, you don't see them exactly where they're supposed to be, because the refraction of the light rays, you don't see them exactly there. So the water is always covering over them. So that's so too Zarat Yosef, the Ayin Hara is not going to be sholet on them. And if he's worried about his own Ayin Hara, he should look down his left nostril. Person gets sick the first day of his illness, he shouldn't reveal it to anyone. You don't want it to cause bad mazal. But then you should start telling it. When Rava got sick the first day, he didn't tell anyone. Go announce to everybody that Rava sick. People who like me are going to daven for me. And people who don't like me will celebrate the fact that I'm sick. Because when someone celebrates the downfall of their enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it better for the person who's suffering. So it will be better for me. Let them celebrate my downfall, and it will be better for me. This is a major shasugya in terms of it comes up in several Gemaras, the astira, whether it's okay to celebrate the downfall of our enemies. In Brachas Dav Yiram and Alf, we had the David saying Shira at the downfall of his enemies, but in Brachas Dav Yiram and Alf, we also had our Rabbi Meir with Davin for the Bar Yone, the bad people in his neighborhood who used to bother him, to die, and Bruria set him straight and said, you're not supposed to daven for such things. Over here also, not that davening for the downfall of your enemies seems to be something that you're not supposed to pray for the downfall of your enemies. Gemara Megillah Daf Yud, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes, how the Malachim couldn't sing Shira when the Mitzrim were drowning in the sea. So apparently it's not worth celebrating. So the Achronim work on it, the Slach and Brachos Daf Yud, there's a lot to talk about, but not for now, because we got to go further. Shmuel ki avachazi chal mabisha. When Shmuel saw a bad dream, Amr v'chalomos hashavi daberu. He would say, dreams are nothing. Ki avachazi chal matov. When he saw a good dream, Amri v'chiha chalomos hashavi daberu. What, you think dreams are nothing? V'ksiv b'chalom adaber bo. God speaks to us through our dreams. Rava Rami, ksiv b'chalom adaber bo, ksiv b'chalomos hashavi daberu. Rava asked, it's a stira. How can you say on the one hand that Hashem speaks to us through our dreams, on the other hand, he says it's nothing? Lo kasha, kan ali de mal, kan ali de shade. It depends if the dream was delivered by a malach or a shade. Amr a lot of rabbis said, there are 24 dream interpreters of Yerushalayim. How do you sign up for that profession? Tosfos says, no, you can't go into it. You have to be born under that mazel. You can't just decide to become a dream interpreter. Says, one time I had a dream and I went to all the 24 different dream interpreters. And whatever one guy interpreted for me, the other one didn't. Everyone had a different interpretation. Kulum Niskay Mubi, but all of them were Mukuyim. Lakayim Ashnemer, Kala Cholomos, Holchem Achar Peh, that all dreams follow after the interpretation. Depending on the interpretation, that's what's going to come true about the dream. So, Frakta Gemara, Atu Kala Cholomos, Holchem Achar Peh, Krahu, what do you mean? Is there a pasuk that says that? That all Cholomos go Achar Peh? So, in Ukad Rabbi Elaz, Damar Rabbi Elaz, Minayach Kala Cholomos, Holchem Achar Peh, Shenemar, Veyika Asher Pasalanu, Kein Haya. How do I know that all Cholomos go after the interpretation of the dream, that the interpretation is koveya, what the dream is going to mean and how it's going to play out? Because the pasuk says, Kasher pasar lanu kein haya, that they report to Paro that there was this amazing guy and everything he interpreted, so it was. But it was because he interpreted it that way. Amrav avhu demafsha lemein chalme. But that's only if the interpretation makes some sort of sense within the dream. You can't come up with an interpretation that makes absolutely no sense with the rest of the dream. Shenemar ishka chalomo pasar, that he did interpret the dream according to the dreams. Vayar sar ofim mina yada. How did the Sarofim know that Yosef interpreted the Saramashkim's dream properly? It didn't. How would he know whether it was a proper interpretation or not? It didn't come to fruition yet. No, but we see from here that each of them also dreamed the other guy's dream, the interpretation of the other guy's dream. So he saw that Yosef interpreted it correctly. A person wakes up and they wake up with a pasuk on their lips. So that's a nevuah katana. There are three types of dreams that are mekuyim: chalom shel shachris, v'chalom shechalom lo chavero, v'chalom shenifter b'to chalom. Chalom in the morning, a chalom that your friend dreams about you, and a chalom that that is interpreted within another dream. Another say that even a dream that's repeated, that's why it says hishanos chalom. The fact that it's repeated, Yosef says, means that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen soon. Amar b'shobar nachmeni amar b'yonasan ein maran lo ladam el mehurei libo. Dreams generally are about what you think about during the day. Shnemar ant malka rayon chal mishkaf chasaliku. That whatever you think about during the day is going to come out in your bed. That's going to be what you think about at night. Am Rava Teda. Rava says, I'll prove to you that you only dream about things that you think about during the day. No one ever dreamed about a basket of gold or an elephant that fit through a pinhole, because you don't see those things during the day. I don't know why they Dafka chose those two examples. There are a lot of things you don't see during the day. But so that's why, that's how you see that dreams are only about what you think about during the day. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up the Nun Vav tomorrow.